This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Republicans helped pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill early this morning. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
All four Colorado Republicans backed the legislative package that includes extending tax cuts, adding temporary new ones, and cutting safety net programs. Republican Lauren Boebert says she was able to work with the White House on other provisions, like removing the registration tax for gun suppressors. She was glad the bill passed.
I think this is a huge monumental win, and credit to President Trump for getting it done.
There were some last-minute changes to the bill, such as moving up Medicaid work requirements and removing public land sales. The Senate is likely to make more changes, which could upset the balance Speaker Johnson achieved to pass the bill in his chamber by one vote. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Governor Jared Polis is warning about what he describes as a disastrous impact of GOP cuts to health programs for low-income Coloradans and children. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Polis joined Democratic governors from Kansas, New Mexico, and Michigan on a call with reporters. Majority Republicans are working on a budget bill that could cost 14 million Americans their health coverage via Medicaid and SNAP. Polis says costs for all health consumers would go up.
There's not money there at the state level. They're basically asking states to do their dirty work for them and terminate people from their health care coverage if they cut federal funding.
Republicans say they're looking to stop waste, fraud, and abuse and have accused Democrats of fear-mongering. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A red flag warning for high fire danger continues in Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News.